Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, we got so much stuff to get. It's crazy what's been going on this week. You know, especially.
Dude, it has been crazy. I've heard a lot of it.
Pete from Scuba Board has chimed in via the web. And, you've heard some of these rumblings online, I guess.
What,
is that what you're saying?
Is this with you stalking Tara Reid? I don't get it, dude.
No, I'm not a
stalker.
You've
got a reputation to protect.
I am not a stalker, and I do not have man boobs. I don't care what you read online, okay? But, yeah, there's a picture online. It happens to be Tara Reid's Instagram account, and there's a picture of me behind Tara Reid walking while she's filming in Orlando. And
so I have to ask, are you allowed to say what she's filming?
Well, and no, Tara Reid's in Orlando this week. They're filming Sharknado 3. That's what they're doing. Now, what am I doing in the picture? Well, I'm not at liberty to say. I have no comment. Out of respect for my fellow actors and...
fellow actors, I love it. Out of respect for my fellow... I want to see your actor's guilt card.
Yeah,
Pop it out. Let me see that thing.
Fellow actors and respect for the craft. How about that? And
is there an Emmy or an Oscar in your future? Is that what you're telling me?
You know what? I can't say anything else or I'll get in trouble, I think. I don't know. I don't even know where the line is about this, but I can't really talk about it yet.
Simply and, sharking.
Yeah. So when I can, trust me, I'm going to have some pretty crazy stories to share with everybody. And it's nowhere. Your imagination is running wild right now, I'm guessing, Pete, as well as many other people have been speculating online. But let me tell you, it is even worse than what is being speculated in some senses or some aspects of what I've read online, what people are thinking has happened here. So it's crazy. It's a crazy thing, and I'll talk about it when I can talk about it. But for now, I have no comment, okay? Other than, yeah, are they filming Sharknado 3?
Taking a fifth, are you?
I don't know. I'll take a fifth. I'll drink
whiskey,
the whole damn thing.
Of vodka.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, it's crazy fun what's happening right now. So, you know,
Did you get the memo from the governor?
Your note from the governor of Florida?
No, the memo from the governor.
Oh, no. Which one? What are you talking about?
Today is official I Hate Florida Day for the rest of the nation.
Really? They all hate Florida.
They're in the teens, and we're down here in the Keys in, 75, 80-degree weather.
I thought it had something to do with the fact that they're filming Sharknado 3 in Florida. So.
Oh, no, man. It's about everyone else is chilling out, and we're chilling out in a completely different way.
Yeah, well, that would just give them another reason why they hate us, you know?
As I often say on Facebook, it's no wonder that I live in the Keys.
Yes, leave it to Pete from Scuba Board to come up with a... The official slogan for I Hate Florida Day. Okay. Well, yeah, it is pretty cold everywhere else, so I guess all we can say to you folks is, well, glad we're not you.
It's time to go to the Caribbean.
That's true.
Get rid of the cold. Come down to the Caribbean.
I made a top 10 list, showed up in USA Today this week. So
you made a top 10 list?
I made a top 10 list of dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean.
Oh, wait a minute.
Or destinations.
I want to hear what's on this top 10 list.
Well, you know, I posted this at scubaradio.com in my dive blog about a year ago. And a month ago, Larry from USA Today, a writer, contacted me and said, we wanted to put this in USA Today. He asked me a few more questions.
Wait a minute, hold on.
A nice article for USA
Today. You're telling me that you're going to be a movie star and be published by US Today all in the same week?
I said nothing about a movie star. What kind of rumor and innuendo are you trying to start there, buddy?
Nothing that.
Damn those paparazzi! Oh, I feel, you know, TMZ.
So if it happens under the water, are they pufferazzi?
Yes, exactly. Of course they are. All right. Are we going to continue with these puns or get to the list? I think we
have the punster.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, this list was almost impossible to put together. I was asked to do this, and I said, are you serious? I don't know if I can do this, because when you try to limit your favorite dive sites down to a list of 10 and then do it in a sense that, okay, we want you to pick, like, you know, what's your favorite island? And when you say, you know, for a particular type of diving, well, you can get very specific on the dive sites on those islands and create a top 10 list for each, you know, destination or island itself. So it was really a kind of a shaky list to try to put together in the first place. But I did the best I could from my experience and from people that I know and the experiences that I've had over the years. I have a pretty good idea of what some of these places have to offer. But as I said earlier, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, Pete, but actually the diving in all the places that I picked are exceptional. But you can find exceptional diving on any island you go to, or the Florida Keys, or in Central Florida, anywhere like that. You can find a great dive site. Yeah, so it's
my favorite dive is the next one.
Exactly. And I'm with you on that. However, what sets these things apart, because all these dives tend to blur together because you can find such great diving in every different place you go to, is the people and the topside attractions and the atmosphere of the island itself or the destination that kind of, you know, triggers my memory cells. You know what I'm saying?
Let me guess. You chose dives that... where I dove with you. Is that what you're telling us?
Of course I did. Yes. Well, there was a few of them. We've been to several of the places that I listed.
Is Ceiba on that list?
Absolutely, Ceiba's on the list.
That's my favorite island after Key Largo.
Well, there you go. Okay. And Key Largo counts as an island? I don't know. Does it?
Yes.
Okay, if you say so, I guess.
What do you mean if I say so?
Well, it's...
Keys is Spanish for island, dude.
Yeah, but if you can drive to it, I don't know if it counts as an island. It definitely has an island feel.
It's a
I'm
bridge.
Not going to argue with it. Well, it's okay, maybe.
You got to go over a bridge to get to Key Largo.
All right. It's a destination, and you could have a top 10 list of dive sites in the Florida Keys, let alone Florida,
right?
Yeah, and that was one of the areas as well. You know, I picked the entire state of Florida, then focused on, you know, the recce, the Riskany, and due to space, they couldn't print out all the other things, which would be, you know, dive sites maybe in Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, the Florida Keys, and then you could divide it up: Key Largo, Marathon, Key West, Spiegel Grove, Vandenberg. Oh my God, it goes on and on and on and on and on.
Don't forget the caves.
All right,
we got caves in Florida.
Yeah, true. Go over to Jenny Springs, do some of that stuff, Devil's Den, that kind of thing. I mean, you could go on and on, and it was really difficult to narrow it down. But the places that kind of stood out in my mind my favorite spot or island was Dominica. It's still to this day been my favorite place to go. It just has, for me personally, and you know, everybody to each his own, but the diving is spectacular there. But topside, I have never seen anything quite like Dominica, with the exception of going out to a place like Fiji or something when it comes to the topside vegetation and the rainforest and the hot water springs and volcanic activity they have. It's one of the most volcanic islands in the world is Dominica, and it's in the Caribbean. I've said this time and time again, it's kind of a freaky thing to witness firsthand because you just don't expect it to be like that. So because of that reason, Dominica went to the top of my list, and it's been at the top of my list for some time. And that's what stood out. It was the diving great, yeah, but it's the topside stuff, and the people there on the island are just super friendly and really nice. And then we talked earlier about Grenada. Obviously, we talked about the Florida Keys and Ceiba. So Ceiba, would you rate that as number one for you?
Oh, definitely. I remember us being at the bar called the Tropical.
Yeah.
Watching the tropical birds, which look like something Dr. Seuss created.
Yeah.
You know, perfectly white bird with two white tail feathers coming out. Who in, you know, this was amazing.
Yeah.
And I had that signature drink called the Tropical, and I remember I had a hard time walking after just one.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned that, and I don't remember it, and because I think I had too many of those drinks. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude, we were walking through, you know, of course, the cemeteries in the Dutch areas are right next to the living areas.
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
So we had to go through that cemetery, and I remember being so woozy, having to sit down. He said, Pete, you can't sit there. And I'm like, stop me, dude.
And he was like, hey, what about the atmosphere? He says, this place is dead.
You know, ba-dum-bum.
I learned from the...
that's my job.
Yeah, exactly. I'll leave the bad jokes to Pete. More of them coming up next. Stay close. Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Scuba Radio heats things up.
As soon as you're ready, give me the okay, and I'll go down, and I expect you to do the same.
Ooh, sounds fun.
What?
Oh.
This has been 50 Shades of Greg.
That's stupid.
On Scuba Radio.
I thought we were done with those, but evidently there was a leftover. So, I apologize.
A leftover?
Yeah, what are you going to do? But, you know, there's a lot of movie news going on in the diving world this week. I don't know if you saw this, Pete. You know, and it's probably popped up on Scuba Board. But, you know, the Pepin and Audrey story about the free diving couple that, she died.
She passed away.
On an accident. You know, Pepin, they wrote a book. The book is compelling, very compelling book. Well, it is being turned into a movie. James Cameron, of all people, has picked up the rights, evidently, and they're in the process of producing this film about Pepin and Audrey, the freediver couple, and guess who's been announced to play Audrey? Have you heard of it? Or Aubrey?
No.
Is it Aubrey?
Been announced.
It's Aubrey, right?
It's Aubrey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games.
Wow.
So, you know, this is going to be interesting, unless this is some kind of, you know, internet nonsense.
I heard it. And you know, I don't know who's hotter. Both of them are really hot.
Well, what do you mean? James Cameron or Jennifer Lawrence? What are you trying to say exactly?
Yeah, Aubrey or Jennifer. Okay.
True. Yeah. Had you ever had the opportunity to meet those folks before the accident?
I mean, No. I met Pepine, and I have met him a couple times. But Aubrey, if I met her, I didn't see. But I saw pictures, and they, you know, she's simply, pardon the pun, breathtaking.
Yeah, she was. There's no question. A very beautiful lady. And, you know, I was at Ocean Fest. We were broadcasting in Fort Lauderdale, and this was probably a month or two before the accident. And they were all over the news getting ready to do some more world records on these freediving things that they were doing. And then, of course, the accident happened, and it was tragic. And so it was kind of a weird thing for me because I had literally you know, hung with them, you know, a month or so before the accident. Man, it was a little too close to home. You know what I'm saying? And when you read the book, and it talks about their relationship, and that's really what I, you know, the backstory to this whole accident is. It was like, you know, Pepin was this world record freediver guy. He's doing just crazy, insane things, holding his breath that no one thought was humanly possible. And he brings this girl along, that, and they have this love affair, and she turns into a freediver as well, kind of like him being her mentor. And then she ends up dying in a freediving accident. And it's just a tragedy. A love story kind of thing, but the book reads great. I have a feeling this is going to be a monster movie. Anything with Jennifer Lawrence into a big deal. So,
you know, now that you brought that up, Dan Orr was just down here in Key Largo doing a presentation for the History of Diving Museum.
Right.
And he brought out an interesting fact I didn't realize. If you dive off of a liveaboard, okay, your chances of dying on a dive are pretty normal. 1 in every 10,000.
Okay. Yeah.
If you dive off the shore or off of some of these sketchy boats that don't really look after you, it goes to 3. If you go and become an instructor, it goes up to 10. We're at high risk.
Yeah.
However, if you go do some of these extreme stuff like tech diving, cave diving, going up north and diving the wrecks like that, it goes up to 30 times.
Yeah.
Well. You know, I mean, it was just amazing to me how we take some of that stuff for granted, and yet there's ways of not dying like Aubrey did.
Yeah. Well, you know, stuff happens. There's no doubt about that. But the more extreme you get, the bigger, you know,
the bigger the risk.
Yeah. The bigger the risk, the more careful you got to be. But as, you know, I think anybody that's close to this kind of stuff, including Aubrey herself, I don't think it's anybody's opinion that I've heard otherwise that would think that she wouldn't blame anybody but herself. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, you get into this, you know the risk going in, and things can go wrong, and it's kind of assumed risk. When you go into these things, you're learning all the skills to mitigate those risks, but you go in with your eyes wide open, and you shouldn't be blaming anybody else if something goes wrong. Maybe that's just me. You feel that way or what?
I do. And my second rule of diving after never stop breathing is you can call a dive at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no repercussions. Which means if you're not having fun, figure out why. Stop.
Good point. Yeah. And I think the more training you do, the more obvious this becomes to you as well. You know, but when you're just getting into scuba diving for the first time, you're a little bit overwhelmed at times, and you're kind of expecting the dive master or the dive instructor to kind of look after you or hold your hand a little bit, and that's, you know, that's good and that's bad. You really shouldn't go in with that kind of mentality, but it's hard not to. But as you get more and more training, you realize that, hey, look, the only person who's going to save me is me. So I have to know my limits, dive within my limits, you know, plan your dive your plan. And if you do that, you can keep it very, very safe and have a wonderful experience as you should. But, you know, things can go wrong. And that's all what we learn in diving. All's where you, when we go through that class, is trying to figure out, you know, what can we do when things do creep up on us that surprise us, and how do we handle it?
Exactly. 41% of all fatality scuba diving start with running out of air.
Yeah, which is crazy.
And if you don't know how to deal with that, then figure out how to do that before you put yourself in that situation and figure out how not to run out of air.
Yeah, you really should never run out of air. I mean,
I haven't.
I will say I have never run out of air. I've come very close to it, but I knew I was. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and I have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Where I've had to make some adjustments, go a little bit shallower.
Right.
You know, reduce my workload, mm-hmm. whatever, cut the dive a bit.
Yeah.
But I've never, since I've started having a SPG, submersible pressure gauge.
Yeah.
Because when I first started diving, I had a J valve. I mean, every dive ended with us running out of air, and it was always traumatic.
Well, you know? I can imagine it would be traumatic to run out of air.
You'd reach down there, yeah. pull the little rod, and every now and then it was already down. You go, oh, no.
Yeah.
And you kick like mad to get to the surface. But
right.
things have changed. Gear is better.
Mm-hmm.
Equipment is out there that makes it so you can look and see how much air you have and stay safe.
Exactly. Yeah, there's really no excuse for running out of air. You should, if you plan your dive your plan, you'll never run out of air if you're paying attention. Now, if you blow it off and don't follow you know, some simple checklist type of elements that your dive instructor taught you, or you follow with a typical dive class, then, yeah, you're going to get yourself into trouble. But if you're following the plan and you're relying on the stuff that your instructor taught you, I mean, this is diving 101. You should never run out of air.
Clint Eastwood said it best. A diver's got to know his limitations.
He said that, really?
Well, close.
Okay. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Pete from Scuba Board on Scuba Radio right now, and we are talking about dive news and information. A lot of stuff going on this weekend in the diving world. There's a dive show going on, well, just north of you in Key Largo. Am I right?
That's correct. Fort Lauderdale. In fact, I'm headed there right now.
And it's the Blue Wild show.
Blue Wild. Sherry Day,
yeah.
who's an awesome free diver.
Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of free diving and spearfishing type stuff at this show, more so even than most of the other dive consumer shows across the country, wouldn't you think?
Well,
you think?
I would say it's more, but you know, it used to be this is strictly spearfishing, and that's not the true anymore. There's
it's a little broader now, huh? Okay.
Waterman's going to be there. There's a lot of photography there, a lot of travel there. I mean, this is everything scuba, and it's the youngest show I've ever been at. It's probably, I guess the median age is like 22, 23 instead of 50.
Hmm. And why do you think that is? You know, you think it's this free diving thing? Because it does seem like the younger folks are being drawn into the free diving world more than even scuba. What do you think?
I think it's free diving. I also think it's, you know, Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. There's a lot of fit people wanting to get out there and have some fun. And, you know, there's going to be paddle boarding there. There's going to be kayaking stuff around in the show. I mean, it's all about getting into the ocean. And, and that's just an awesome place to be, to spend your time.
Yeah, well, maybe it's this Jennifer Lawrence type stuff. She's evidently getting into the free diving thing in some capacity if she's going to play this role in this new movie. You think? Maybe, you know, and that's that whole
I would hope so.
Generational thing. The whole Hunger Games crowd might be, you know, funneling in through that thing. We need more of that type stuff.
She did such a great thing for archery. And archery went off the hook after the Hunger Games. If she could bring a little of that star power to free diving and maybe even the scuba diving, hey, I welcome it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it'll be good to see. You know, we can put ourselves in a, you know, in a bikini and see if they'll put us in the movies to help out, do you think? That would be a deterrent.
Yeah, that might be a deterrent.
Yeah. You know, we put that mental image in your mind, and we apologize, but that's just what we do.
There you go. And Greg, the Blue Wild's also tomorrow, so come on down.
There you go. More coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hello?
Hey, Rach, it's me. Okay, I just got to Chandler's room, and I caught him molesting himself.
That couldn't have been pretty. But you know, guys do that.
Yeah?
Well, the weird part is, he was getting off to a shark attack show.
No.
Yes, Chandler watches shark porn.
I always knew there was something weird about that dude.
But you promised to love him no matter what.
What means, like, if he gets a disease or kills someone. Not if he gets his jollies to Jaws.
Oh.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. A lot of sharks going off in the news and online right now, especially in Orlando. Tara Reid in town shooting Sharknado 3. Just happens to be where we're broadcast out of, too. Coinkadink? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, and I'll leave it at that, and go to more people that are, you know, doing that whole Hollywood thing. And this is a great opportunity to bring on our friend Hannah Mermaid, who is in Hollywood, and she is a full-time mermaid, and she's on Scuba Radio again now. How are you, Hannah?
I'm great, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm good, as always. But you're always swimming around in movies and pictures and God knows where else. I mean, what have you been up to lately?
Well, I just got back from Hawaii, actually. I went over there for a couple of days to celebrate my birthday. Aquarius, of course.
There you
Very
go,
Very fitting
of course.
For a mermaid.
Yeah, as it should
and,
be.
And hung out on Maui for a couple of days and swam with manta rays and beautiful spotted eagle rays. Huge old turtle that came right up, hung out with me for about a minute, looked me deep into the eye, and then touched me with its flipper.
Sweet.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Now, so then, was it flipper to flipper action or just what do you mean?
He just touched me on the shoulder.
Okay. All right. Just, you know, we don't want to get into any kind of kinky thing, but you never know.
No fin flap here.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. So were you in the mermaid thing or were you just swimming around and just playing and having fun?
Well, that was fun for a couple of days. Then I went over to Kona, where I was doing some mermaid shoots with amazing photographers, filmmakers, Jim Ward and Alicia Franco.
Ah,
they're
okay.
a couple partners, and they do some great underwater work. It was really fun working with them. We shot with manta rays and huge fish balls that were just swirling all around. So I was down there with the tail on, just enjoying life. And,
Sweet. So you're
coming
around
out with some great... imagery.
So yeah, that was like a bait ball with the mermaid, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
so the
it was
in the
really cool.
What was it? The Kona night dive? Were you doing the mantas with, or was this during the day?
Well, you know, that was during the day, but we had a whole night dive planned. But like as always with nature, you cannot rely on anything. It just got to go with the flow. And we were not lucky that night, so we actually went out on the night dive, but it's not the right season for it. So we were just kind of hoping.
Yeah.
But this time we weren't lucky. But I did see a huge manta during the daytime came and hung out with me.
Well,
some photos, which is really cool. So I'll have to make my way back there again soon.
Well, Hannah, that might have been a blessing in disguise. So let me tell you a story about one of our Scuba Radio mermaids that we took on that Kona night dive.
And you,
I'm guessing you don't know about this because we put her in the water and we did some underwater footage with a night dive around the divers. They do this. They have this big light box. You're familiar with that whole thing, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely. We shot Manta's Last Dance with Sean Heinrichs there last year ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what's up with that. Well, we put her in the water, and we got some pictures while all the divers are on the bottom and did a little bit of thing like that. And then when we came back up to the surface, everyone got out of the water, but we stood or we hung out at the transom, how they had the lights of the boats lit up the water a little bit. And, you know, the mantas would swim in every now and then. We figured, okay, let's do a couple shots of her hanging on the boat, on the back of the boat, and sure enough, we're doing this, and all of a sudden, one of the mantas came in and kind of like rammed her, And I think
really,
I swear it's the video's up at Scuba Radio. Well, it's up on YouTube.
I have never heard of such a thing in my life.
If you do a YouTube search on Scuba Radio Mermaid Attacked by Manta or something to that effect.
Well, I cannot even begin to imagine why something like that would happen unless it just didn't see her. They are really the most docile, amazing, friendly, gentle creatures. I've swum with them for years and years and years and like very close to them. And never once has anything happened that even made me feel like they would do anything except flee if they got uncomfortable.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Attack is not the right word because actually what was going on when you slow down the film, you see that the manta was coming in, I think, looking to get his freak on with the mermaid tail. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that makes more sense.
Mantas like it rough is what we figured out. So you just keep that in mind next time you're hanging with those mantas in Kona. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
On.
Yeah, exactly. Fin flapping. There you go. But you've never had that kind of experience yourself, huh?
I haven't. I mean, I don't know. Maybe my parents, one was a manta and one was a human. You never know. That might be why I can hold my breath so long.
that's true. Yeah. Now, in all this stuff, you are doing the free diving thing. Is that the case? Or are you doing any scuba at all or no?
It depends on what project I'm working on. Like when I swam with the tiger sharks in the Bahamas last year, that was all on oxygen tanks down at the bottom, about 35 foot down. I was weighted with 12 pounds of weight on my feet. Yeah. So no chance to go up for that kind of situation. And it's actually safest to be on the bottom when you've got tiger sharks all swimming around you.
Right. Yeah, and you know, that video in particular is quite impressive, and I know that's been viewed by God knows how many thousands of people now, but...
millions.
Exactly, millions. And what's the story with that behind the scenes? Were you a little spooked about doing that particular one with these big animals, or was it like every other fish in the sea? You didn't really phase you that much.
Well, you know, I've swum with great white sharks before, and that was actually my first shark encounter. So I kind of went all in first off. So I've had some pretty good experience. But yeah, leading up to tiger sharks, definitely a little bit on the cautious, scared side. But I was there with the best shark people in the world.
Right.
And Jim Abernathy, who lives down there and goes out with these sharks every single day religiously. And he knows exactly what's up with them. He can read their body language. So I spent a lot of time with him talking, learning, finding out about their behavior and learning as much as I could. So I was very well versed in the whole situation before I went down there. And then working with Sean Heinrichs, who's my most favorite underwater talented cinematographer.
Mm-hmm.
I call him the ocean whisperer because he just knows what's up as well. So if there was any time I was going to do it, it was with those guys. And I definitely was a little scared, but once I get down there, the fear goes away, and it's just kind of awe and respect and enjoyment, really.
Yeah. Well, I think that's how most divers feel, you know, once they get in the water and they see these animals in their natural environment, it does have a tendency to calm you down a little bit. Maybe initially there's that hesitation. That's just human nature, I guess. But once you get down there and see them up close like that, and Jimmy and your friend Sean, I'm sure, is a pro too. But I know Jimmy big time. He does some crazy stuff over there in the Bahamas and gets up close and personal with these animals in a way that no one thought was possible 20 years ago. So it's
exactly
impressive.
He's tickling them on the nose. He showed me how to tickle them on the nose. It's just crazy. They actually named a shark after me because there was a new one that showed up for the week that I was there, and has since become the supermodel. She likes to have her photo taken a lot, and she likes a lot of tickling. So
nice.
They called her Hannah.
Well, there you go. You know what? I think I've heard about Hannah, but I didn't make that connection that it was you. But that makes all the sense in the world, of course. So
people have planets named after them. I get sharks named after
me. That's pretty sweet. All right. So Hannah Mermaid is our guest. She does this full time and travels around the world, shoots these videos. What's on the agenda in the coming weeks? What do you got planned coming up?
I am heading over to my home country of Australia in about next month and going to be doing probably definitely a few days of shooting there, and then heading to Singapore for ADEX for this Asia Dive Expo.
Ah, you're going to ADEX, are you?
Is that a new thing?
Or have you been to that event before?
I've never been, so it'll be my first time, but they're using all of Sean and mine visual media for promoting the whole show, and the theme for this year is women underwater, so they really wanted to bring us out and showcase what we're doing to you know, give everybody an idea. And they're actually going to have a tank there for us to even do photos in. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be good. You got to be careful there in Asia, though, because you're a mermaid. They got this whole sushi thing that they're real fond of over there. You know what I'm saying, Hannah?
Yeah, we got to end that shark finning and save the mermaids.
Yes, exactly. You don't want to interchange the two.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
Then I'm going to head out to Bali after that and probably do another film project with Sean, another art conservation piece, probably highlighting the manta rays there.
Excellent. Yeah, and all this kind of stuff, has this conservation message connected to it. It's very beautifully shot and very aesthetically pleasing to the eye, for sure. But it has a cool message to it. And you do great work, Hannah, and keep it up. Good stuff.
Thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate it.
You got it. HannahMermaid.com. Go there and check out where she's going, where she's been, and all kinds of cool stuff.
Scuba Radio. Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Blow, 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 blow bubbles. It's your dive day.
We're gonna have no trouble,
cause it's your dive day.
We may do doubles,
cause it's your dive day.
And Scuba Radio makes the perfect dive
day. You might find me in the tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above, so I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed. You might find me in a tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above, so I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get snubbed.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And by the way, before I forget, tankrum.com, go there. They got about less than a week left in their fundable campaign. But it looks like Brooke and the gang are going to make their goal of 60 grand. They're within $6,000 or $7,000 right now of making that goal. So go there, be a part of it. And we may have a new rum specifically for divers. When they're not diving, don't combine the two, but when you're not diving, you might want to have a rum that's specifically, you know, kind of tailored to your taste buds and aesthetic pleasure. And so I think it's a good thing. It's worthy of your support, as well as my good friend who's with us right now via the web, and that would be Clay McCardle from Explore Ventures Liveaboards, the official liveaboard of Scuba Radio, by the way. Clay, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How's Greg the Stalker today?
What do you mean, Greg the Stalker? What are you trying to say? Oh, you saw this picture of me and Tara Reid, too, online, did you?
You mm-hmm. looked a little weird in that picture. I don't know what the deal was.
You know, I'm not a stalker, and I don't. I am not developing man boobs. It's just a bad image. The wind was blowing a certain way, and that's why it looks as the disturbing way that it does.
I had a little irritation going on. Yeah, I understand.
You understand. You'll let it. You're using. Clay knows me too well, and he knows that chances are it's way worse than it looks. So he just kind of puts up with it and tolerates it accordingly. But it's okay. Yeah, it's been a fun week. I got to say, Clay. You know, I've had some crazy stuff happening online and in Orlando this week, and we'll get into that in the coming weeks on the show. It was pretty exciting stuff. However, another thing happened with USA Today, and they published my top 10 dive destinations of the U.S. and Caribbean. And Pete from Scuba Board and myself were talking about this earlier. How Ceiba was not only on my list, it was on his list too, and that's obviously one of the liveaboard destinations itinerary. That Explore Ventures goes to, and it's been going there for over 25 years now, right?
Yeah, 20 going on 28, believe it or not.
Wow.
But and I am privileged to have had the opportunity to introduce you both to that wonderful destination.
This is so true. It's your fault. You are responsible for what happens to me.
I remember as beautiful as the place was, I still remember going ashore for the island tour on Ceiba and Pete sitting on a 5-gallon bucket on the dock with his laptop, where he had Wi-Fi, checking in on Scuba Board.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember that either, and I'm going to defer back to the Ceiba Spice or some other tropical concoction. I don't know. But it's always a fun time to visit that island. We're talking about the topside stuff, though. You know, to me, that does stand out more as some of the underwater stuff blurs together, especially from going from one place to another and forgetting, oh, what was that one dive site here? But in Ceiba, the one thing that stands out to me underwater is it's very dramatic. The wall just kind of shoots down right from the surface all the way down to the abyss, and very dramatic scenery underwater. Would you back me on this or what?
I definitely would. I mean, Ceiba is such a cool place to see from the surface. I mean, it's just very dramatic. It's a very dramatic place. It's 5 square miles. It's a small place, and it's straight up, straight down. The top of Mount Scenery is close to 3,000 feet, and the topography underwater mirrors the topography above water. So what you see is basically what you get as soon as you go diving. It's very, very neat place.
Yes, indeed it is. And yeah, they have this thing called Ceiba Spice, which is a local concoction of 10 or 12 different types of rum all mixed together. No, I don't know what the heck it is, but it's tasty and dangerous. So when you're not diving, you might want to sample it in moderation.
I think it's certainly the culprit for why you can remember so little of the of your time spent there.
I'll tell you what, if it weren't for pictures, I'd have no memory at all. You know what I'm saying? God bless the folks at GoPro. But it's always a great time. And that itinerary, Ceiba, the St. Kitts itinerary that Explore Ventures goes back and forth from St. Kitts and ends in St. Martin and then back the following week. Just phenomenal itinerary. So unique. And I'm not alone. This is the same reaction you get from every customer that goes on that trip, right? Come on.
Pretty much, yeah. It's the great thing about that itinerary is, particularly Ceiba, but also St. Kitts and St. Martin, the other islands that we visit, we have the opportunity to go ashore and do island tours at all of those destinations as well as dive there. So it's a really unique itinerary as far as, liveaboard dive vessels go. And people really like the mix. They like, not necessarily having to do the 27 dives a week that we offer, although a lot of them do that, but mm-hmm. They have options if they want to do something else. It's a beautiful area, all the mountainous islands and the history and the different culture and all the islands. They might be 15 miles apart, but the culture is very different, and just I don't know, one of my favorite places in the world.
Absolutely. You know, they filmed King Kong there, you know, some of the scenes, the mountain scenes from King Kong. And it's very cool at night when you're hanging out after dinner with your Saba spice and looking at it, and you see the mountain move. It starts talking to you. Once again, I go back to the Saba spice. Be careful. Moderation is key, right?
Yep, I can vouch for that.
Yeah, you'll back me up for sure.
Definitely back you up.
Yeah, now that's a great itinerary, but don't forget Turks and Caicos. We got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Dive Training Magazine, and Scuba Pro is going to be on board. That's October 3rd, and all you have to do is call Clay and the gang at 1-800-322-3577. Tell them you want to join us, and you know, despite that, you'll have a great time. Trust me. Even Clay would back me up on that as well, I'm hoping, right?
You think so?
Yeah, okay, maybe not.
Moderation is a great thing, both in Saba Spice and Greg.
Okay.
And, but always great to have on board, and it always lends a lot of levity to the trip that is otherwise sometimes lacking.
So okay. I'll take that as a compliment, and we'll just leave it at that, because we're out of time. All right, till next week, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.